Today we celebrate the feast day of St. Bartholomew, who's called Nathanael in the Gospel of John. The Gospel starts out with Philip telling Bartholomew about Jesus of Nazareth and how he believes he is the one about whom Moses and the prophets wrote about. Bartholomew questions Philip about, if Jesus is the Messiah, why is he from Nazareth and not from Bethlehem, as it was foretold in the scriptures? And Philip's response was, come and see. And after Bartholomew had a chance to meet and talk to Jesus, he came to believe and said, Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You know, Christianity is more than just believing in a philosophy or a theology. It's all about believing in a person. And that person is Jesus Christ. To have faith in Jesus requires that we have a relationship with him. St. Augustine wrote that faith is the foundation for all knowledge. You know, our knowledge about almost everything starts with our faith or trust in some authority. For example, all of us agree that water freezes at 32 degrees, but none of us did an experiment to come up with that. We trusted what reliable scientific studies have confirmed. The apostles believed that what Jesus taught in the Gospels because they believed in him and saw him rise from the dead. And we do the same. It is only after we believe in the person Jesus that we seek understanding. You know, today we live in a culture that is becoming more secular and hostile to religion, and in particular, Christianity. Secular moral values today no longer are as close to Christian values as they once were. But we, through our baptism, like the apostles in the early church, are called to evangelize the good news of Jesus who was crucified, rose from the dead. We are also called as witnesses to share our personal experiences of Jesus' love and mercy in our own lives. You know, for the past several popes, there's been a call for the church to renew its emphasis on its mission to evangelize. They refer to it as a new evangelization. It is still about proclaiming the gospel to those who have never heard it, but ever more often it is about proclaiming the gospel to those who think they already know it and have rejected it. To evangelize is the responsibility of all the baptized. And Pope Francis tells us our role in the world is to proclaim the good news that Jesus, who said he was the Son of God, was raised from the dead. See, our doctrines and moral teachings, while important, mean nothing to others unless they come to believe in the person Jesus. And that's why the apostles initially preached about the risen Christ. You know, St. Bartholomew preached the gospel as far as India, where he was martyred. You know, he died for the faith by being skinned alive. There's a statue of St. Bartholomew in the Church of St. John Lateran in Rome. It shows St. Bartholomew holding what looks like a veil with a face on it, which represents his own skin. So let us pray to God for the graces we need to grow in relationship with Jesus, and for the courage to proclaim Jesus, who died on the cross and rose from the dead, as our Lord and Savior to all we encounter through our words and actions.